Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 28, Johannesburg in Polokwane 27, eMalahleni 26 grade.
First crash of the afternoon, I'm afraid, it is in Bedford View. N12 R24 West, a crash at Galulis. Also N3 North, queuing traffic on the link to the N12 East at Galulis.
Binnelandse sake bevorder digitale transformasie om korrupsie wat gekoppel is aan immigrasie te bekamp. Minister Leon Schreiber sê prosesse wat op papier is laat ruimte vir bedrog en omkopery. Hy sê die moderne stelsels sal heel moontlik die probleme aanspreek.
No more papers that can go missing or be manipulated. No more photo swapping on a green ID book. No more bribing an immigration officer to manipulate an outcome or to gain entry to our country illegally, because you simply cannot bribe a computer. When the computer says no, it doesn't ask for something.
In ander groot nuus vandag, Zimbabwese burger is in hegtenis geneem in verband met die wrede moord op 6 lede van 'n gemeenskapsveiligheidsforum in die Marry Me informele nedersetting in Soshanguve, Pretoria. Polisie minister Senzo Mqunu het die hegtenisneming bevestig en onthul dat die dodetal nou tot 6 gestyg het. Die voorval het verlede Saterdag plaasgevind.
There are two other people who have been called in for questioning, and they are being questioned. As we speak, police are following all the information, and it has led them to those two other people who at this point in time are being questioned in relation to this particular incident.
Die nasionale polisiekommissaris van die Masemola sê intussen hy sal steeds polisiebeamptes verdedig wat met die gesag en krag wat aan hulle toevertrou word teen misdadigers optree. Dit volg na talle voorvalle in verskeie provinsies oor die afgelope paar maande sedert April verlede jaar en tot nou toe is 21 polisiebeamptes in die uitvoering van hul pligte doodgeskiet. Die nasionale vervolgingsgesag sê hulle glo die 27 miljoen rand tenderkorrupsiesaak teen voormalige ANC woordvoerder Pule Mabe is gereed vir die hof. Mabe en 6 medebeskuldigdes het vannag in die Palmridge Landdroshof verskyn op 16 aanklagte insluitend bedrog en geldwasery. Die NVG se woordvoerder Pindum Jondwane.
Accused number 5 and 7, which is Pule Mabe and his wife, are now represented by Mr. Zolama Javu, as they have terminated the mandate of their previous attorney. Accused number 2 as well has terminated the mandate of her attorney, but unfortunately that attorney was not present in court to do the withdrawal as per court procedure. She has now been given that opportunity.
En goeie nuus, Statistiek Suid-Afrika se indiensneming het in die laaste kwartaal van 2024 met 0.1% toegeneem. Cliff Shiko berig.
According to Stats SA, part-time employment increased by 0.2% quarter on quarter, while basic salaries paid to employees increased by 9.5 billion rand or 1.1%. Gross earnings paid to employees increased by 59.1 billion rand, which equates to 6.1%. However, there's been a minor 0.2% decrease. Bonuses paid to employees also increased by 51.8 billion rand, while overtime paid to employees decreased by 2.2 billion rand. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Additional September top story at this hour, Home Affairs is advancing digital transformation to combat corruption in immigration.
Okay, well, it's about time, if you don't mind me saying so, but it's... Chanel September, before you go, we were talking about crime and punishment, and why did the belt get arrested?
Alex.
Yes, it held up a pair of pants, Chanel. Where do fingers grow?
On my hands.
On palm trees. Come on. Here's one for the optometrists. What did one eye say to the other?
I love you.
Yeah, that would be very squint. No, the one I said to the other, hey, dude, between us, something smells. Aye, what?
And now...